yeah, last week's result was disappointing, to say the least, because we didn't see it coming. But again, for the first 35 minutes, there was only one team that were looking like they were going to win the game last week, and then you concede the first goal, and then two within 2 or 3 minutes at stoppage time, and it's always an uphill battle. But again, I'll back my players to the hilt. I will not stop backing these boys because they're young, they're energetic, they're still gaining experience, and they just need to start managing games and football a little bit better. But as for tonight's game, great to come to Kerry, beautiful part of the country, delighted what Billy's doing with the club, great fans, great atmosphere and a tight little pitch. But as far as I'm concerned, we should have won that game tonight, and there was only one team that were trying to win the game, especially in the second half.
And where did you think that things went wrong for you, that you didn't get the win? Was it in front of goal? Was it the goalie conceded? Where did you think?
They got in behind us for the first time in the first half, and they punished us. So if you're not on your game, and if you're not aware of what's around you, and you don't anticipate mistakes, you get punished. And unfortunately, Keevan, who's been brilliant for us all season, just got caught ball watching a little bit. The boy, the number 10, who's a good little player, Leo, got a great little position, and he puts the ball in the box, and you're going 1-0 down. But look, the boys never stopped. And the message to them at half time was, lads, it's only one goal. You know, the next goal is always important. But I think you can see, and if we're being honest, there was only one team in the second half that were playing on the front foot, and it was definitely Finn Harps. They worked hard in the first half, but I think in the second half we could identify that they were tiring a little bit. They both were on a yellow card. And we've a player like Ryan Flood that can play any of the front four or five positions. So we put Ryan in as the number 9. And I think within a minute of making that tactical switch, it paid dividends. He got a good goal. But look, again, you know, I'm not standing here saying, you know, we were outstanding and Kerry were poor. Kerry played to the strengths, you know, and they're effective at what they do. But I'm really proud of our boys. I'm proud of the way we bounce back. You know, there's always a lot of noise when, you know, you lose a game at the scoreline we lost. And I think when you look at it,
26 games to go, it's very early days, isn't it?
Absolutely. And again, look, we just had a conversation inside saying, you know, we were 2-0 up at home against Cove, and we conceded two. We could be sitting there now. We could be sitting on maybe another 7 or 8 points better off. But that's football. It's all part of the learning process. Today's been a strange day, if I'm being honest, because our goalkeeper, Tim, his grandfather passed away at 10 o'clock this morning back in Germany, and it's been an emotional day in the hotel. And how he's got through that game today is a testament to him as a person and as a man. There's a lot of tears being in the dressing room after the game. I'm delighted with our fans again making such a journey to come and get behind us, and the fans will appreciate what Tim's gone through, because it shows that we've a group of players that care about playing for Finn Harps. So again, you know, look, we take the point. Could we have won the game? Yeah, absolutely. Do I think we should have won the game? Yeah, I do. That's my opinion. But again, we'll take the points. It's something to build on, and we look forward to another game at home to Treaty United next week.